with.
Oh, I didn't mean to do that. Want me to stop and start over?
Just fucking roll it. What's up, everybody? It's episode 56 of the Fantasy Football Breakdown Podcast. I'm your host, Who Drink. Got my boy Swag here. We're going to bring you some Dynasty. Sell highs? Buy lows? I don't remember what we're doing, man. Come help me.
No, we're doing some sell highs. We're going to do some sell highs and then some Dynasty trades. And we're going to throw George under the bus for rejecting my trade.
Oh, I don't even know that. Can we start there,
or you want to hold? It's because you're in that league with me, so I try not. I don't know.
I know. I hear you.
You know, and you're one of those vultures. So as soon as you know I'm going after some, you got the ammo to get it. So you're one person I didn't want to talk to.
I hear you.
Because I know you got the ammo to do it, and I know you're not as motivated as me. But I've talked enough with you to know that you'll make some moves in that league.
Is this FU though?
Yep. This is,
man. I really like my team there too, though.
You got a nice squad. But I don't have a 1.01, and yeah. I want one.
You want the 1.01?
Yeah,
that's all right.
Yeah, would you?
Well, this is good because I guess I'll just jump in here too because I have a sell high and it says 1.01. So I'm okay. This is gonna work well. So
keep, well, I like that.
Keep going.
All right, so going. But I want one regardless. Like, and yeah. I get like production versus like a rookie and the risk and yeah. everything, but I want a 1.01. I don't really love my team in that. I made that trade last year that so if I get this 1.01, it's mine. That's my pick. That came from my crappy squad. So I want it back. I have Odell Beckham Jr.
Okay.
And I offered Odell Beckham Jr. for 1.01, my next year's first round rookie as well. I traded to George, so I want both my picks back and Crowder for Odell Beckham Jr.
So you want 1.01 Crowder and your 2019 first?
Yes.
For OBJ.
Yes.
Woo! That's a lot.
Is it? Is it really?
I think so.
You just said to sell high, though. And
yeah.
And I've heard your ranks, and I just offered him the most valuable dynasty asset.
No, I totally get it. Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a lot of pieces.
And here's the thing, believe it or not, like even if I'm a bottom feeder next year, okay, even if. Mm-hmm. I promise you that pick will not be a 1.01 next year. It won't have right. like that, even a top
yeah,
two value.
Crazy,
I had so many, yeah, so like, many injuries, so many players underperformed.
Yeah, but an OBJ right off the jump.
Yeah.
Plus a lot. Yeah, yeah, for sure. That team's way better than where it finished.
So with or maybe without that 1.01, I'm not going to allow George to have a 1.01 off my team next year. That will be my goal to make sure that pick is not, regardless, right. You know what I mean? Even if it's
no,
back to
you.
Me. So,
I hear you.
It's very important to me if I sell a pick to not allow it to be a 1.01. Last year it happened. It snowballed. It got out of my control. But like, it's not going to happen. You know, I'm not selling 1.01s, but
yeah.
So I don't think crazy.
No, I get it. It's just a lot of pieces moving around. And in this league that we're talking about, you know, George, his team's, you know, really good. So if you add OBJ to his team.
Exactly.
Like, that's, you know, I mean, he finished near the top and has a team set up to continue, especially with OBJ doing that. So I totally get that side. OBJ is just scary, I think, to a lot of people. You see what's going to happen, but. Man, I mean, you obviously can't deny the talent.
Yeah.
And for everybody out there, 101, you know, for this year is undoubtedly Saquon Barkley, if you don't know that.
Yeah.
I don't even care if Superflex. It's still Barkley by a long shot.
So the first offer I sent him, and I know this doesn't add a lot. This player's getting a lot of hate. But the first offer I sent him also had Amir Abdullah in it.
Sure.
With everything else exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
He dicked me around So he lost that. But
that took it away. You can't have it now.
And I think either way, honestly, I think either way, seriously, put it up on our Twitter feed, your Twitter feed, whatever you want to call it, but it up on that, and I bet you Odell Beckham wins.
Okay, just spell it out one more time.
With or without Amir. So, Odell Beckham Jr.
Yep.
Amir for Crowder 1.01 and a 2019 first.
Okay, I'll probably wait a little closer until we're going to release now, this one to put it out there.
I feel like it's my duty to tell you to hold on to Odell Beckham Jr. But again, with this team, I just want to have some fun. I feel like it's worth taking the risk. I don't care if George listens to this or not. Like, right. I think that was a decent offer. Like, and going into that, and your point, 1.01 is ridiculously expensive this year. And,
right.
And agreed. There's not even more as many than I can remember options as there were last year. Like, I know Barkley's a huge option. Don't get me wrong there. But last year, people were like, oh, it might be this guy, it might be this guy. I don't know. Like, I'm so excited. But
yeah, there was some indifference at the top for sure last year. This one, it's much more clear cut. And most would even say, you know, 102 with Geis, you know, is almost by himself.
So even just having like feeling like I had an offer out there, I never pulled off the table. He finally did reject. I had an offer out there all day that there were a few times I wanted to cancel that offer. If he were to send it to me today, I don't know if I would do it. I really don't. And that's, for me to you, like, true to the heart. Like, I don't know if I would do that trade today. I think I would because I do want that pick. But I think I sent him a solid starting offer. Like, he said it's going to take a lot, and I said, boom, here you go.
Nothing. Yeah, I mean,
he's not moving that.
But at the same time, just because it's a solid offer, you know, and it is, it's totally probably equal. It doesn't mean, you know,
I agree.
He feels it's right for his team or whatever, sure. Or, you know, wants to come off of that 101 because maybe, you know, we get closer and it goes a little higher. We've seen some offers in other leagues that we're in where, what about Kamara and 104 for the 101?
I would take the Kamara side of that.
Right.
Like that. We're in that league together. That's in the Clack Dodgers Dynasty League. That is the one that I would have taken. I've seen a lot of things like discussed in our chat that should have been DMs to him, and they might have got a deal done if they did pull him aside. But the Kamara and 1.04 one was the one that I was like, ooh, take that. Like, ooh, I don't have a chance. If that's what you're offering, I don't have a chance because he just offered you Kamara and something else right there. I would have taken that.
Right, for sure. And I even put that one out there on Twitter, and it got a bunch of votes on it, and it was like 80-20 to the 104 and Kamara side. But again, like I can get the point of the guy wanting to hold on to that 101 as well and build the team. Like, if you don't feel like you're a contender for a while, I mean, and you really believe that Barkley is that head and shoulders above, then you got to stay true. I would take 104 and Kamara, but doesn't mean everybody should.
George was super disappointing yesterday in Trade Talks, too. And it's funny because he's not going to hear this because we got another episode we have to put out. But so we won't hear it for a few days. But he literally was like all around. Like, George was pretty active yesterday in a Slack chat we're in together. I saw him a few times on the app. For some reason, George was not active on text messages. And he... he kept being like, oh, sorry, I'm doing this with my brother. And it's like, dude, I haven't even messaged you. And you just come on here to tell me, sorry, you're doing this with your brother. And then you're in this like Slack chat, like trying to get these other people to go to these other places. And I'm just like, dude, man. So disappointing, though. Shout out to George. Break from the grind. Check him out.
I don't know if that's really a shout out, but we're going to go with it, I guess. That's what he's called it. All right. So we kind of covered that and my 101 sell high, unless you want to. What else you got on your list?
So what are you selling for? That's your sell high. I mean, yeah, get into that real quick.
No, I mean, I would definitely take the 104 and Kamara. I mean, it definitely depends on that team. Like, George's team, you know, it's a trade-acquired 101. It's not because his team necessarily needs it or whatever. So you can probably afford to to take some more risk there with it, but at the same time, you don't, you know, there's no reason to sell if you feel like that's the route you want to go.
How do you feel about that deal if I took out Crowder?
I think he would probably like it a lot more, especially after, you know, the Alex Smith trade and Mr. Checkdown is kind of all the rage I'm kind of seeing out there. So
I thought Crowder so was too.
Seems like Crowder was hurt most of the year last year. You know, and never really was right, so maybe that kind of had some play into his down season. And you get a big bounce back from Crowder. So, I mean, I think you're obviously closer if you take that out since that deal didn't work.
Yeah.
All right, so that's my first sell high. It's actually the last one I was going to bring up, but you jumped it on me. So give me a sell high of yours.
All right. Keep going. Well, mine are so you know there's more than one, but all of the 49ers pass catchers. If it's somebody that we are assuming Jimmy G is the quarterback there and he's throwing the ball to them, sell them high. And I'm not saying I've talked to you about this, so I'm not saying they're not going to have like a certain amount of like good production, but I just feel like there's so much Jimmy G hype that everybody wants a piece of it, and if Kittle is as close as they can get, they want it. It's really weird. It's odd.
No, Trent Taylor seems to be going for a little bit more. Then you got something crazy for Trent Taylor.
And that was offered to me. Jordan Reed for Trent Taylor.
I mean, I get Jordan Reed not being healthy, and I think that happened before Alex Smith trade. Not that I think that affects a whole lot, but...
And we talked about that too, though, like with even Trent Taylor maybe being fourth or fifth option. You never know. Once Garcon's back, Kittle's settling in, Goodwin, if they get somebody else there.
Oh, yeah, all the talks of bringing in a big name.
And
backs coming out of the backfield in that system.
I'm not saying like stay away from these players or I don't want them, but I'm saying I think you can get like a decent haul for them right now, more than I think they're worth.
No, I would definitely agree there. I think it's kind of, you know, people just wanting a piece of that offense.
Yep.
They see what's to come, but that's on the expensive side there, you know, with all that anticipation, you know, surrounding it. I'd rather try to grab some pieces of, like, the Bears or Titans on a bounce-back offense that are going way cheaper, it seems like.
But, yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
Everybody's really excited about Jimmy G. Who you got for your next sell high? So you're selling the Niners pass catchers too?
Yeah, I'm with you, especially on some of those values out there I've seen. I don't mind holding on to some of those pieces, but I definitely don't mind it if you're getting top value like that for sure. Like you said, like all the buzz is them bringing in a big wide receiver too, so you don't even know and you're grabbing pieces of guys that are only going to go down the depth chart when that happens.
Yep.
All right, so this one's a little funky here, but I just kind of included a lot of the rookie running backs from last year, like Fournette, Hunt, Kamara, but the big one there is Fournette for me. I think it's just the foot. I think we've kind of discussed it in previous ones. You're not looking for a guy that's going to get you 15, 16 games every season. I think it's that 12, 13 mark. Just how he plays and... I mean, I know it's only 1 year in, but we talked about it, you know, from his stuff in college, too. We're always going to deal with the ankle. It's the same one. It's chronic. It's crazy to say an ankle doesn't go away, but I don't know that it does with him.
Yeah.
And you're still getting top 10, 12 dynasty startup, you know, ADP form right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, please.
Yeah, for sure.
I know you're a big Fournette guy. So
I made an offer for Fournette yesterday as well.
Okay.
I offered Melvin Gordon for Fournette.
Just straight up.
Straight up.
So in the January ADP ranks I'm looking at here, I got Fournette at 13 and Melvin Gordon at 19. Melvin Gordon, obviously the 1 year older.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would rather have Melvin Gordon in that deal personally.
And man, I can see both sides of it. To be completely honest with you, like, and his argument was that he didn't like it because Melvin Gordon gets too much usage. And this is, we're talking about Leonard Fournette.
Yeah.
And, man, again, no counter, you know, I would have added a little to that, just for that Fournette share, but I don't know how I feel about that one. I could I could argue both sides of that, to be honest with you. I think I think they're truly that close.
They are close. There's what I'm looking at here, there's only one running back in between them, and that's Dalvin Cook, which personally, I even with the injury, I want over both of those guys. You know, I'm a, a Dalvin guy, even though you don't want
I think I'm with you there. No, I think I'm with you.
I was looking. I thought I had a Melvin trade over here, but I don't. So let's
I mean,
what about like Hunt Kamara? Like, I know you talked about. So let's stay with Hunt. The Mahomes move, you know, coming to the starters. Alex Smith leaves. Is that up or down for Hunt at all to you? Do you think?
Well, I want Hunt more.
You want Hunt more now?
I think that there might be some learning curves for the whole team. I think that the running back will probably be
lean a little bit more on him early, at least
lean on him and. I don't think he has as much to learn, you know. If anything, he might not have to pass protect quite as much. And, I mean, let's face it, Kamara's going to be dealing with a new quarterback soon, too. So,
true.
At least we know what's going on with the Chiefs.
The direction they're trying to go. Yeah, that's true. I like that.
But, man, I'll take Hunt there. And I want Kamara, too, but I wouldn't trade Hunt away for Kamara right now, I don't think. I don't think.
I got you.
Maybe.
Right. So, a little off topic here, but let's say redraft next year. Who gets drafted first, Hunt or Kamara?
Hunt?
Half point PPR. Okay.
I think that you're going to hear a lot about Spencer Ware, but, Spencer Ware is never going to be any threat, and Mark Ingram will still be there next year. I mean, even if they're as viable as they were this year, I mean, you can only do so much with two running backs. I mean, all it takes is Ingram having a couple of the good games, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's not to discount Kamara, but reality is, like, that's a two-headed monster right there.
That's fair. What, all right, where you got your next sell high at?
Actually, man, we'll stick right there, and mine is Mahomes.
Okay. I like that. On the hype.
Yeah, and you know, and so I feel like I just kind of made the guy sound good. And like you should go out and get him just with like talking about the Chiefs there. But I mean, the truth of the matter is, and we talked about this on the last show, I think, but he's an unproven commodity. He's done very little to show us his value, but people are interested enough to give you something for him. I would be interested in moving Mahomes for a pick. I figure if somebody's going to take, I don't know, Baker in the late first or early second in a 12-man, that I'd rather have Mahomes. Personally.
So super flex league, Mahomes or the 106?
Man, super flex.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's tough, dude. I might have to stick
like
with...
Probably right around that range.
Depending on my situation, I might have to stick with Mahomes, depending on my situation.
Yeah. But I think somewhere around that mid, first, and a super flex, I think is probably a toss-up, depending on what you want to go.
Yeah.
I think it's about right.
Because I'm already hearing Baker going around 104 in some leagues, like just mocks and stuff in super draft. You know what I mean? Super flex.
Super drafts. Yeah. Super draft.
Which is,
we should do a super draft.
That's early for me, even in a super flex or two quarterback. But personally, I'm not going to trade you Mahomes for Baker today without knowing anything, you know. So I figure if somebody needs a quarterback and if that's the way they're already aiming, like, man, I'm fine trading Mahomes for some players or picks or prospects or I don't know. I'll move him. I'll move anybody.
That's fair. How about now is the time to sell Derrick Henry? Do you think his value will be worth more now or mid-season? I know it's a lot because we don't even know offense and stuff like that, but I'm just
So Derrick Henry's the lead guy now. He's your next sell high?
Yeah.
Man, I don't agree with it.
Okay, that's fair.
I get it,
though.
I sure do get it. The thing with Derrick Henry is I feel like he It depends on who's selling him, to be honest with you. Does that make sense? Because I think sure. you can find the right buyer to sell high, and I think you can find the right seller to sell low. Because a lot of people are like, oh, I just don't ever think it's going to happen. Murray's still there. It's taken this long, like X, Y, Z. And there are still people that own him that are fine selling. I mentioned to you before I got Henry for a 1.09. I think yeah. that is selling low.
Well, the size of that league, too, it makes a huge difference to me, I think, and what that value is.
Why?
But I get it.
Why does that make a difference? It doesn't change who's going to be there at that early in the draft. He didn't add depth. You know what I mean? Like, it still was Derrick Henry or whoever he's drafting at 1.08.
No, I got you, but you don't have another chance. You don't have another chance in that league to make up for something if you miss on it. Until another 50 picks or something. That's a 32-man league. Like, it's not like the 109 and, you know what I mean, at 209 he can do it again. He's not going to pick again until, like, the 709 or whatever it would be. You know, math is hard, but something like that. Like, I think that matters.
So if Derrick Henry was in the rookie draft, where would you draft him?
Probably... Three,
but you just drafted him at. I just drafted him at 1.09.
No, I got you. Didn't I say it was a good deal for you? I just.
Yeah. No. I'm just. I guess the only. I just don't get how it's different. Like, I think that was a great deal. I know you agree with me, but to me, like, that early in a draft, if you're not getting extra depth, he gave up a lot just to have that pick. Maybe he hits, man, and good for him if he does, quite honestly. But, man, I wouldn't trade Derrick Henry for – it'd take a lot to get him from me.
All right, fair enough. Where would you take Derrick Henry in this draft?
Probably 3, 4.
Okay. So a trade I have
just to try something here. New, though, you know what I mean? Because I kind of agree with you around like the 102 area, but kind of also agree with you on the like trying something new. Like,
so a trade I have in front of me—it's a little off topic here, but it's the 102, or because that's kind of, you know, we're saying 102, 3, 4 somewhere in that range. So 102 or Corey Davis and Matt Breda.
102, or I want Corey Davis.
Breda's just a throw-in for you? Like 102 or Corey Davis straight up? You're going to take Corey Davis?
Oh, I mean, if we can get Breda too.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the trade, but I'm just, the way you said that made you, like...
I'll take Breda with it if we can get him.
Yeah.
Which side of this are you on?
I think I'm on the other side.
But is this your trade, though, I guess is what I'm saying?
No, this is not me.
Oh, okay.
No, this is not me. This is a trade that happened. It's already final. It had almost 400 votes. It was fairly close, 55% to 45%. Which side do you think won?
I think the Corey Davis side won.
Incorrect, sir.
Huh.
Rookie hype is real.
Yeah. And you want the 102 as well?
I'll take the 102, yep.
Huh. Interesting. I'm surprised more just because you're a wide receiver guy.
No, I got it, but I think it's clearly on the fact that when you look at something like this and the 102 wins that, I feel like I can get more. Like, and I think, you know, maybe so, hype will continue to grow a little bit and I can get a little bit more out of it sure. in, say, like 4 weeks or something like that after the combine.
What do you think you could get?
I mean, I think maybe it comes down to even more that, you know, I'm not as big a Corey Davis guy as most. Mm-hmm. Even last year. I'm not saying I don't like that guy, but I definitely wasn't on, you know, as high, I guess, that way. Okay. I mean, so Corey Davis is at 28 overall ADP currently. Guys, wide receivers behind him, like Jarvis Landry's right behind him. I'll take that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I would like Landry more if I knew exactly where he's going to play.
Sure. No, I get that for sure. But, I mean, this is even without knowing. So
something
happens there. So you quarterback change even, which sounds crazy.
Yeah, so you're fine with that then? Just moving the 102, or moving Davis for the 102, and then in the future you're targeting somebody like Landry with that same pick?
Ooh, oh, I gotcha, I like that. No, I think I would wait to see where guys went before I made a move.
Okay.
I think I've seen some interesting scenarios out there that could be really fun. You know, everybody's just throwing dreams out there to get everybody to read some of the landing spots, but some of it seems fun.
And dude, in one of those 10 team leagues I was talking to you about with the depth, I made a similar move to that recently too, where I traded McCaffrey away for the 102 just because I wanted it, and thinking the same thing, like if I want out of that 102, it's easy.
Yeah. Yeah, we see it, you know, last couple of years for sure. I've only been playing for that long, so I would just anticipate that it was like that in, you know, previous years. But as we get more media and people covering all this kind of stuff, the hype continues to grow and get even more crazy. So
there
might be a little lull in there, you know, kind of after the combine sometimes, like last year with Cook, if you don't see quite the numbers. But yeah. It picks right back up after the NFL draft with some landing spots, and you see a lot of guys go up and a few guys, you know, kind of come back down. So.
Yeah. And I don't know what your plan is this year, but I don't plan on really doing any startup dynasty leagues this year. I plan on just maintaining the ones I have and doing my rookie drafts. But there's a lot of rookies that, because I'm skipping this startup year, I probably won't own some dynasty leagues now, and it'll take work to either get them or see what happens, and trades can happen or whatnot. But so there are certain leagues I've tried to get a couple picks in different spots just to maybe get a couple of the different guys, you know what I mean, and not all, you know what I mean. So I am starting to look at some of that too. I like having shares of guys. It makes me watch them a little bit better.
No, I gotcha. I'm not committed to any startups at this point. I feel like I want to do one, but I really don't.
I want to, but
I know, right? Like, oh.
Need to get rid of a couple.
So much fun. And I haven't done one, and I'd like to do one where the rookie picks are involved in the startup draft, but not rookies, where you draft certain picks.
Yeah, that's
fun. I've seen some of those that look kind of, you know, different. I have not done one like that, so.
I'll tell you, the only way I'm doing one, and I'd be willing to do that, but is if, like, it has some extra spice here and there, you know, something a little bit different.
Yeah, it couldn't be straight up for sure either, so. This is the time of year where you start to see people throw out ideas of starting leagues with different things like that, so. It's tough not to get sucked into a bunch too, especially when you see something like that with some craziness. That's fun. Got to keep it going. Do you have any more sell highs, my friend?
I have one.
Hit me with it.
I could probably do a couple more if we wanted to keep going. My other one was actually McKinnon.
Okay.
I don't know how much we've talked about McKinnon. I know you saw me move him in a league. I don't feel like I sold high on McKinnon. I feel like I just sold.
Yeah.
I heard both sides of that from the league. I think most people thought I lost that trade. I think one person liked my trade. My thing with McKinnon is I just think it's time to sell. I think the fact that I already told you, it kind of worries me that he wants a job so bad. I don't think that he is the kind of running back in this market that we have that's going to get a job. I don't think there's too many of those guys out there. And if they are out there, their team is going to try to obtain them. So I think when McKinnon hits the market, I think that if he lowered his expectations, he could have a decent role somewhere and be as viable as he has been for the Vikings. But I think that his expectations are lofty. And if you bought into the idea that he's going to get that job, let me rephrase that. If you know somebody that's buying into the idea that he's going to get a job somewhere, sell him to that guy. Because if McKinnon talked him into that, like, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of players in the NFL that want the role. So just because McKinnon said he wanted the role doesn't mean he's got a job. I mean, There's one league that I own McKinnon with Dalvin Cook, and I'm keeping that share just in case he stays with the Vikings. Other than that, I want to get out of McKinnon.
No, it makes sense. And yeah, I mean, it's time for him to get paid. So chances are, I don't think he stays in Minnesota. I think it'd probably be best for him. And might even hurt Cook just a little bit if they, you know, want McKinnon to get a couple more. Fantasy wise, you know, maybe somewhere like Tennessee for their third down role or something like that, you know, where at least, you know, mm-hmm. he has a role.
Yeah.
Could be nice to see. I think he's from that area. I'm pretty sure he went to Georgia Southern. So
yeah, I'd love
kinda,
it, man. And
kind of clear there. And, you know, they want to spread it out a little bit more, which might help McKinnon, you know, get more involved and save some Henry, you know, if they're going to make that switch and turn now.
No, exactly, dude. And I think something like that would fit him. I think it's just one of those situations where, as good as he did for us last year, as well as he did for the Vikings, I think it's one of those things where it's kind of like, know your fucking role. And
yeah, I can't see him repeating the numbers that he put up this year, regardless of where he goes.
Yep.
I just did. Perfect storm happened and it worked. I'm looking at him at ADP 98. So a couple of people in front of him, and a couple of people, both sides of him, I guess. Would you want running back wise? Let's go Ty Montgomery or Jarrett McKinnon.
I don't know. That's a tough one.
Ty about four spots ahead of McKinnon. What about Alex Collins? There's another question mark.
Okay. Alex Collins or
Jerick McKinnon?
McKinnon.
I got Collins 10 spots ahead. What about, jeez. What if we went Kenny Golladay? Would you sell Jerick McKinnon for Kenny Golladay?
Yes, I tried. I added to it.
You did try that. That's about 15 spots ahead. Man, yeah. Gio? What about Gio? How you feel that way? That brings us to your boy Mixon, too. So.
That offer was declined as well.
All right.
I don't
remember if you told me those. That's not why I'm picking those guys.
And he was the guy I ended up getting a deal done with. And I wanted Gio, and I was just thinking, like, dude, the only reason I want him is because I own Mixon. And he was like, oh, but Gio's this and that. I'm like, dude, show me the numbers to, like, what are you, you know what I mean? McKinnon's done more, dude. Like,
yeah.
Telling me McKinnon sucks, we'll just say Gio sucks and we'll get the deal done. And, but I tried that just because I'm the Mixon owner in that league. So, but to those of you that don't know, I got a 2018 third, a 2019 third, and Laquon Treadwell. I split my stocks and I'm hoping that some of them become valuable again.
There you go. Not against that. I'm gonna jump to Joe Mixon here just because I know how much you love it. I just want to see where you're at. Over 400 votes. One side is Joe Mixon. The other side is the 109 and Kenyon Drake.
That's an interesting deal. Man.
It's kind of, I thought that one might be close for you. I think you're still going to go Mixon.
I feel like you're supposed to go 109 and Drake on the speculation that Drake keeps that job.
Sure.
And then you get that extra 109, man. I'm going to keep mixing.
It's not surprising.
I feel like it would be too much work for me to move Drake afterwards. I don't really want any shares of Drake.
I get it. Like, Miami has to bring a running back in. Damian Williams, the other running back that he split time with there, and Drake didn't really show up until he got really hurt, and Drake was able to show up. Damian Williams isn't even on, you know, part of the Dolphins roster for next year unless we re-sign him. So they obviously have to bring in, I would guess, at least two running backs in this year, if that means re-signing, you know, Damian Williams or bringing in another guy, and I could easily see them drafting somebody. So
maybe, I'm going to maybe they get C.J. Anderson, dude.
Right? We already tried to get him once.
Yep. Never know.
We put a big number out there. He's and made Denver
got Gase connections,
in.
Dude.
That's true. Or think maybe with that Drake and 109, what if the Dolphins took somebody like Rashad Penny? That's
yeah.
kind of around the range where Penny's maybe going to be in, kind of, you know, middle, late part of that first. So it'd be interesting. That would suck if that happened, because you would just basically buy the Dolphins' backfield.
What side won that?
Joe Mixon won it 60% to 40. Huh, that's also nice. Why I wanted that one in there. So I can
when's the last time the Dolphins had a viable running back, like the same one, couple years in a row?
Why gotta be a dick?
Man, dude,
I don't know, bro.
Dude, we've got Amir Abdullah, and we've been through a train wreck of running backs. Have at it, but I'm just being honest here. Like,
yeah, I don't. In my head, it doesn't work right now.
Yeah, it's tough.
Ricky
man.
Williams. I don't know if that was before or after the pot smoking, you know, global trip.
I think that was always.
Oh, always. Even the bye week, he was like taking trips over.
Dude's like smoking a doobie while he's signing his contract. He's like, I signed yet, man. I don't know.
Just right. Did I sign it? That's awesome. I have one more so high, but I feel like we should end on Ricky Williams getting high.
Oh, I want to know. No. That's not fair.
Aww. We messed it up.
I can put it in your breakdown questions.
Thanks.
All right, I'll put it there.
I don't even. I'm gonna forget now. My last sell high is Devontae Freeman. I think we will start to see some more Tevin Coleman. I think we saw that at the end of the year. Seems like Freeman's gonna miss a game or two every year now too, and he's still all the way up at where I just missed it, 22 overall.
What are you selling for
in ADP startups? So, like, running backs behind him, if I could get, like, McCaffrey's behind him.
I'd take McCaffrey for him.
Diggs is behind him. Yes, please. Would you take A-Rob or Devontae Freeman?
I'd take Allen Robinson over Diggs and Freeman.
Would you take Derrick Henry or Devontae Freeman?
I would take, can I get a little bit more with Derrick Henry?
Let's see. Yeah, I mean, Derrick Henry is 11 spots behind.
If you give me a piece, give me anything. I mean, throw it in. Be nice and,
Derrick Henry and
actually
and
communicate
McKinnon.
With me during the trade. You might be surprised what I'd take.
Derrick Henry and McKinnon for Devontae Freeman.
I'll do that. Barely. It's close, but you I want Henry enough.
Somebody wants another piece?
Yep.
That's all you got.
Break me off piece of that McKinnon bar.
Did you watch The Office? I'm gonna go off on a tangent.
Yeah,
when
here
Andy
and there.
Andy couldn't figure out that it was Kit Kat Bar, and nobody would tell him.
I don't think I had seen that one.
Oh my goodness! Somebody out there listening, you know what I'm talking about. I remember crying, laughing at some of the examples that I cannot remember right now. So, on that note, I think it's about that time, dude. Hit him with a little bit shorter one.
All right.
Just a breakdown question. If you have. Yours ready.
I got it. I'm finishing up last question, though. I won't lie.
You just remembered that you didn't have all the questions, didn't you?
Yes. Well, no, I mean, that was at this point, that was about 45 minutes ago. So,
okay.
Depends on how you classify just remembered.
Right. But, fair enough.
You ready for this?
I am.
And now, your 2-minute breakdown.
All right. Question number one. All right, I feel like you got the timer ready, bro?
Yep.
All right.
Waiting on you.
So I feel like the Patriots get at least one new running back every year. They put somebody into that 3 or 4-headed, whatever you want to call it. Who do you think that guy will be this year?
Ooh. McKinnon. Or maybe a rookie like Akram Wadley. Late guy, skinny, scat back.
All right. Ravens running backs. Ravens will have Alex Collins, Kenneth Dixon, or somebody that's not on the team as the starting running back.
Man, I think it's one of those guys there, but more people will be in the mix. But starters is one of those two.
Pick one.
Collins, even though Harbaugh hates him.
What are you doing with Mike Williams?
I am buying because he's so cheap now.
Yeah, what's the price? We'll talk about that. I'll keep going. Will you see Tim Too Fresh tomorrow at the Super Bowl?
I will not.
Can you still text him and ask for my $10?
Yes, I can. What a dick.
Will Lynch play for Gruden?
Nope.
I don't think so. Is Josh Gordon a top 10 wide receiver, 2018?
Yes, French. 10's close. Yeah.
Daxon or Crowder? Dynasty. Let's say Dynasty. Daxon Crowder. Or Crowder. Going Crowder. Dynasty.
Crowder.
Okay. Odell Beckham for Zeke right now.
Nope.
Who wins the Super Bowl?
Man. Pats do. 34-24.
Where are you watching the Super Bowl?
In my living room.
Last question.
All right.
Top five wide receivers for 2018, cool. The way they end the year. Top five wide receivers for 2018.
Ooh. AB's still going to be one. We get a bounce back from Julio, two. Man, no, that didn't happen. OBJ's three because he actually plays. Keenan Allen's still four, and your boy Tyreek Hill makes it all the way up to five.
All right. I noted this. Gross. Yep, we got this written down.
Fuck with you, too.
Yeah, I know. I like it.
Timer.
Ooh, that's pretty good because we had a couple lengthy questions and answers in there. So.
I'm not sure I hit start at the right time, but hey.
So you don't think Gruden's going to play? Or Lynch is going to play for Gruden?
I don't think Lynch will start for there. I think he probably tries to come into camp. I think it doesn't work. I don't know.
See, I think that he's going to play there, and this is why. I think that the fact that Gruden wants to have this sit down with Lynch is a good sign for Lynch. I think that if he didn't want to have anything to do with Lynch, he could very easily not give a crap about having that sit down with Lynch.
Sure, but I think we'll have to see if Gruden comes in and is power tripped or pulls, you know, culture change shock on that team, you know, things are going to be done this way. We're not, you know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah. You
know
what I mean? Oh, for sure. The meeting could totally be
in the locker room and, you know, throwing Skittles at people like, this is business. Let's go to work. Like, we're not definitely a good team. We're going to get better.
Well, and it could also be like, if I draft this guy, how do you feel? If I do this, how do you feel? It could be totally about like, how do you feel about this role or something like that. I think Gruden wants to see what Lynch has got left, though.
You think he's got something left?
Yeah, definitely. He ended the season pretty good.
So what would you buy Beast Mode for right now in Dynasty?
Ooh, today, dude. It's a hard sell. He'd have to be some kind of throwing. You know what? I'm going to see what I can do. I'll see if I can go acquire some Lynch. And I have a share I'll try to sell as well just to see how it all goes. And
I'm interested to see. Even with just discussions.
I mean, even just, I mean...
Another timer.
So are we saying picks here? I might give you a second.
Oh, okay.
Third, you know, like depending on where the pick is, how my team is sitting. I feel like a second or third rounder is a total crapshoot anyway. And a couple of them are going to hit and we're going to glorify those and feel like they all hit.
Right.
So I think I would take a risk for a second.
Okay.
If I'm selling, I'd probably take a third. I sell cheap, though, when I finally want picks. You know I like those weird third rounders, though. If you watch me, I get those thrown in all the time.
Yeah.
Never I'd be like, afraid to ask for a third or fourth round pick in a trade.
Might just get it thrown in for you. Or futures. I like to just grab futures where people are like, whatever.
Yeah, totally.
2019 second. It's worth nothing to you right now.
So what about Damian Williams for the Patriots running back?
Man, that's even more mean.
Yeah,
I get it.
I'm not targeting you. You're so sensitive about the Dolphins. It's like you are a true homer. I'll try to like note this for the future. So is it that you like Damian Williams or you just don't want him on that team?
No and yes.
Let's pretend you're smart and you don't like the Dolphins. Do you care? Do you think that Do you think that Damian Williams would be a good fit for the Patriots?
Sure, I guess, but I mean, it's another guy there. They already have that guy, and they paid him money last year, ridiculously. So
you think that
they don't know what else he brings?
What about Adrian Peterson?
I mean, he's got better hands, but Adrian Peterson to the Pats.
Yeah, I kind of like your McKinnon one though. To be honest with you, that fits pretty well. I could see that
because that's what all those guys do. You know, I mean, they're all the exact same kind of player like that. But AP is interesting. I just think he would have to take like veteran minimum kind of check, and I don't. I think his last statement, I think he said, is he still has something left in the tank or a lot left in the tank.
Yeah.
Something like that, like, you know, he's not gonna take vet minimum. Even if, I mean, if he wants to go get a ring, he should, and just be the bulldozer on, you know, third one. But
yeah, well, and with the Patriots, I mean, Belichick can look at McKinnon and be like, yeah, we're gonna give you a starting role, and then cough every third or fifth week. So
right, exactly.
and maybe McKinnon signs, but yeah, and then he'll have a chance at being on a playoff team with Jimmy G.
Man, that's gonna be so dirty when that happens.
I don't know what people the hell already happened. Think the
Patriots cheat so much. Imagine if that happens. Like, man, episode 56 in the books. It's a wrap.
I guess we're out of here.
Cut it. You wanted to talk more.
You are.
Yeah, cut it.
No, we haven't even got out of here, dude. Just...
I thought we already did it. You should definitely cut that out. I'm FL2 Drink Minimum or FF_breakdown.
DFF_swag. Man, good. I think I got one coming out, dude. I sent one to the editors.
Nice.
It only Who's took me 130. Hopefully the editors, we'll see.
Yep. Yeah, hopefully different. They're excited too.
Yep. So hopefully we'll see that soon. Talk about it. We're out. Later.
We're definitely talking about it.
At Super Bowl.
It already happened like 5 days ago when you're listening to this.
Yeah, it already happened, George. It's over.
In the future.